in order for you to appropriately plan for the season that you're walking into, you have to accept the seasons that are complete. You have to be willing to give yourself permission to untie some things. You are listening to the Redefining Wealth Podcast with Patrice Washington. This is the space that you come to each and every week to learn more about what it means to chase purpose, not money. And this is the community that believes that wealth is so much more than just money and material possessions. Wealth is truly the condition of well-being. That's what the original 12th century definition says, and that's what we believe. And so my mission here is to make sure that you understand all the parts of life where you need to be well if you are going to build, not just build wealth, but sustain wealth, right? And so if you don't know anything about my six pillars of wealth, or if you do, but you haven't taken the quiz yet, I really want to urge you, encourage you to go to patricewashington.com/quiz and take the quick 2-minute redefining wealth quiz so that you can understand which pillar may really require your attention in this season, because I guarantee you, you are setting financial goals and setting career goals, not realizing that you are self-sabotaging because there are parts of your life that are not set up to support what you say you want. And so this week, I am so excited to get into how I plan for each quarter, because I know that 'tis the season to start talking about New Year's resolutions. 'Tis the season to start talking about what you want to see for yourself in 2024. And the truth is, I think a lot of us, one, wait when we really could start doing the things now to prepare us for what we say we want. We wait and give ourselves more weeks and more months when really you could get going now. And we take way too long to accomplish things that don't need as much time as we are assigning. And I want to share with you the power of planning your life and all the goals you say you have in 90-day increments and how that'll support you in getting more done. I don't want you to get more done though and be stressed and overwhelmed and then also achieve things just to say you did them, not things that actually matter to you. I really want to share with you my system. So to encourage you to come to my upcoming masterclass, Results Not Resolutions, I want to give you a bit of the framework that I'm going to be sharing during that full session where I'll get to go really deeply. And then you make a decision if you want to come on over and have the full experience with me so you can set yourself up to experience everything you say you desire. Now, before we get into the episode, let's get to the affirmation of the week.
You know, you got to speak positivity into your life, into your day. You gotta affirm positivity. You gotta affirm abundance. You gotta affirm yourself to wealth.
The affirmation of the day is, I plan with purpose and intention. I am a strategic planner using my inner vision and foresight to set clear goals and objectives for my outer desires. With incredible intention, I map out my authentic path to success, breaking down tasks into manageable steps. My determination and discipline fuel my commitment to stay on course even when challenges arise. I trust in my ability to adapt and adjust my plans as needed because I'm committed to the greater vision and never attached to how I get there. As a strategic planner, I know and own that I am the architect of my own future, crafting a path to achieve my dreams and my aspirations. Declare with me today, I plan with purpose and intention. Okay, so here's what I truly believe. I discovered a principle called Parkinson's Law many years ago. I'm talking over a decade ago. And what it taught me is that the time that we give a task is the time it will take. Think about that. The time that we give a task is the time it will take. So remember back in the day when you were in school and you had a project due? And maybe you knew about it for weeks. You might have known about it. It was the final project. You knew about it for months, the entire semester. And somehow you lollygagged around, you kicked around, you didn't really get to it, and then it's the night before, and somehow you have to get this thing submitted. Remember how you always used to get it submitted? Now, I'm not suggesting that this is what you do with your life, but even when it was down to the last 12 hours, somehow you were able to submit this project. The time you had is the time it took, because all you knew is it needed to get done. I believe that many of us, when we are setting goals and declaring what we desire in our lives, we set them with this idea that this year I'm going to do the thing. And then we give ourselves 12 months to accomplish something that could have been completed in 12 days. Oh, that just blessed somebody. I know that just blessed you. How many times have you given yourself all of these months, some of you all of these years, to get things done when really, if you had a system in place for how you were going to intentionally go about it, and if you got committed and weren't just interested in the idea, you really could have made progress a lot sooner. And I really didn't even think about sharing my process for setting goals and for how I planned for the year for many years until it was about 2014 or so, when my second book was coming out. And people started to go, wait, how did you write two books? And I was starting to talk about my third book was on the way, actually. It was towards the end of 2014. And we were prepping for the launch of my third book, Real Money Answers for Men. So I released a book in 2012. And then I released another in 2013. And then another, or 2014, excuse me. And then another in 2015. And so when clients and friends started to say, how did you write three books in 4 years while speaking, while being on the Steve Harvey show, while doing all of this brand work, while being a mom, while being a wife, and you don't seem to be too burnt out, like what's going on? I said, it's really just because of how I plan. It really just comes down to, are you intentionally planning and are you prioritizing the things you say you want? I've spent the last decade chasing purpose, and I've learned quite a few lessons along the way. At each new height, there was different obstacles I had to navigate to continue moving forward. And I did it the hard way, but you don't have to. I've collected my best lessons and strategies over the years and put them all into just a few hours. When you join me at the Results Not Resolutions Masterclass, I'll show you how to intentionally plan for your greatness with proven tools to accelerate your success. Now, let me be clear. This is not just about a SMART goal setting class either. Bring your notebook or get your typing fingers ready, because what I'm about to share with you is the exact method that I use to uplevel my career, my home life, my health, and spiritual wellness. And I'm going to teach you how to intentionally plan to achieve more in less time with less stress. Claim your seat at Results Not Resolutions now to get the insights you need to transform your life pillar by pillar. Go to patricewashington.com/results. That's patricewashington.com/results. Now, as a prerequisite, let me set the stage. Before you can really start to be clear about the plan for what you say you want, you're going to have to be honest about what you no longer want. Once you get clear for what you say you want, you have to really look at what's on the calendar now. What are the things that you were doing that don't really serve this season of life? You're just so used to doing it, you won't give yourself permission to back out, and you won't give yourself permission to renegotiate. So years ago, I did an episode called I'm Not Above Backing Out. And boy, a lot of you guys were going and just saying, I'm out of here. Like you were exiting PTAs and church groups and the choir and all this stuff. And not because we're not grateful for all those spaces, but everything has a season. And sometimes in order for you to appropriately plan for the season that you're walking into, you have to accept the seasons that are complete. You have to be willing to give yourself permission to untie some things. Now, I know that gives you some level of trepidation. I feel it already. But who's going to run the bake sale? Somebody else whose season it is to run the bake sale? Somebody else who's in a season of being more of service in that way? You can't have the scarcity mindset in order for you to get what you say you want. You can't have the scarcity mindset that says, if I'm not in these 52 places, you know, people are going to fall apart. Things are going to fall apart. Not true. Because when you keep yourself in these spaces that are burning you out and you're not even living your life's purpose, you're not finding fulfillment in what you're doing, as soon as you burn out, have a nervous breakdown, your body breaks down, any of these things, guess what they do? They put a post out on Facebook, they send out one email, they make one call or one text, and they replace you. So is it not better for you to do that proactively, especially as you plan towards the things that you say you want? So let me set the stage. How I plan for my quarter and how I plan for the year is really first from a place of being clear about what I desire, but also being clear about what no longer serves me and what I may need to release in order to go and take hold of what I say I want. All right. Now, speaking of the clarity, it is so important that before you make these goals for the quarter, that you get clear on what you truly desire. What is the vision on your heart right now? What is the dream that will not leave you alone? What is the thing that is tugging at you? A lot of times we allow our calendars to get so full of stuff, none of it truly lines up with the dream we say we have. And I want to encourage you, as you look to the next quarter and you're planning what you say you want, to start with the dream in mind and then fill in all the other busy things you may need to do around it. It is not a matter of filling up your life and your calendar with all the busy things and then trying to find time for your dream. You will never get to the dream filling up your calendar with the busy things. The busy things have a place, right? But the dream needs to take precedence. So as you're thinking about how you want to set the quarter up, I want you to lead with the dream and fill in everything else around it. And once you get clear on the dream, it's going to require you breaking it down, right? What does it take to actually get there? And I'll get to that in a second. A part of the clarity around this too is making sure that what you are listing is not what you think sounds good. It's not what you think looks good. And it's not what you think other people want to see. Many times, the things that we are planning, even as an entrepreneur, I'll give you an example. A lot of times we are planning things that we believe our clients want from us, or we believe we have to do in order to reach some level of success. I really want to encourage you to go within and ask yourself, what do I genuinely desire to do? Sometimes I believe it's possible, again, to fill your calendar and your quarter with all of the things that we think people want, as opposed to filling it with what we know we desire, right? I want you to get clear about what you know you desire. What is the big picture? What is the big vision? Now, I like to look at a theme for the year, and then I look at my vision for the year. Why we typically get overwhelmed when it's time to plan is because we feel like we need to know all of the steps that is going to take to like fulfill the vision, if that's the vision for the year. But really what you want to do is pull it back and go, what is the first piece of this I need to do? I love the quote where Martin Luther King talks about, you don't need to see the whole staircase. Essentially, you just need to take the next best step. When you're planning for the quarter, this is not list every single thing that is required to meet that vision. That's what overwhelms us and stops us from executing the vision. A lot of times when we think about what our dream is, we get burnt out just on the brainstorming. We get burnt out just on writing the list. Because then you go, oh my God, it takes 68 things to do that. And I don't have time, right? But when we start to give ourselves permission to remove the time wasters from the calendar, all of a sudden we see space open up. And now we can fill it with, what's the first part? What is the 1.0 version of this? What are the main things that I need to do? And that is your focus for the quarter. Not all of the things, just what do I need to do this quarter to feel and know that I've made progress on the vision, right? The Institute for Redefining Wealth offers a 12-month journey to help you redefine wealth using our unique yet proven framework for financial wellness. We'll be your accountability partner, providing clear success paths, resources, and motivation to keep you on track as you work toward your professional and financial goals. Join me along with purpose chasers from all around the world as we level up pillar by pillar to achieve the lives we say we desire. It all begins with a 30-day authentic alignment audit to identify areas of your life that just may be out of sync with your goals. You'll gain access to in-depth training modules, categorized podcast selections, monthly pillar themes, and challenges with cash and prize giveaways, as well as a resource library tailored to your chosen membership level. For more details, visit redefiningwealth.institute. That's redefiningwealth.institute. I can't wait to see you there. And now some of the anxiety starts to like melt away a little bit because it's not 68 tasks. Maybe now it's 15 things. And now it becomes more doable. Okay, these 15 things possibly that range from really easy to maybe a bit more difficult. Now I have 90 days to tackle these 15 things and I can think about how do I do them more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Strategically. So when we start breaking it down, let me tell you what I use. I have, and in our new Redefining Wealth Planner, and I told you we released these. Let me show you. So pretty. Okay, so we released these during Redefining Wealth Live in October. And so if it's available on demand, which it should be by the time you see this recording, we will have a link so you can pick one up. But what I break down for you in the planner is how I set my goals, which are three part. When I think about, let's say, these hypothetical 15 steps that I might need this quarter, what I do is categorize them. I put them into safe goals, support goals, and stretch goals. What does that mean? When I look at the tasks that are necessary, I start with safe goals. Safe goals are things that are easy enough to do. You just need to make time to do them. It's the simple stuff. Call this thing, research, you know, this vendor, do this thing, make this connection. It's simple stuff. It's safe. It's easy. Now, when we do results, not resolutions, I'm going to tell you why it's not beneficial to your vision to have nothing but safe goals. I'm going to break this all down, but just high level, follow me. When you're breaking it down, these tasks that you need for the 1.0 version and for this first piece of your vision, what are the safe things that you can get out the way? It's just as simple as putting it on your to-do list and checking it off. And I know I have my list checkers in the audience. We love to do things and then write it on the list just so we can go back and cross it off. It gives us that little warm and fuzzy inside. I know you're here. You're my people. Okay. So you want to have safe goals. Second thing is you want to have some support goals. This is an exercise in making sure that you are asking for the help that you need. If you come from a background of don't tell nobody your business, don't share your dreams, don't talk about your vision, you don't want to owe anybody, never ask anybody for help, this is going to stretch you. And I hope that it does. Because whatever vision is on your heart right now, you're going to have to enroll and enlist the support of others. You're going to have to enroll other people in the vision and enlist the support of others if you are truly going to experience God's best for you. You are not meant to do this alone. This is why I encourage community. This is why I'm building the Institute for Redefining Wealth. This is why I do the Purpose Chasers pop-ups, because I want people to find like-hearted people that can support them in the vision, right? And that can help them find tools and resources, even share a story about a time that they you know, had a win or a challenge and learn from it, because that'll make sure that your journey goes smoother and that you can reach your goals sooner, quicker, faster. But you need people if you're actually going to execute the vision. So when you write the task down for the quarter, I want you to think about at least a couple of those tasks being something that requires you to go be in community. It might require a mentor or a coach or an advocate or an accountability partner or a specialist of some kind, but get the support that you need, right? And have at least one or two of those each quarter. And then finally, a stretch goal. I usually say this is something that maybe you don't feel like you would normally be able to get done in 90 days, but it's going to require you to stretch your hands to the Lord, that type of thing. Like, it's one of those things, like it's like a miracle almost. But here's what I feel about stretch goals. If I fall short, have I not gotten so much further along that I would have by just playing it safe? So you always want to have some type of stretch goal in there for the quarter that is going to be the thing that really bridges you, right, to getting closer to the vision. The safe goals are cool. The support goals are cool. I really believe safe goals are about you challenging yourself, right? Just like to do the things. It's kind of just one-on-one accountability. Support goals are having the accountability of others, and stretch goals is having accountability from God, because it just requires you to stretch yourself and to have faith and to believe, right? So that is the breakdown for how I take those tasks and plan them out and determine what my action steps are for the quarter. Now, I believe that while you're in the 90-day process, you really want to have a ritual or a routine for how you're checking in with yourself. So of course, in the planner, I have that you are writing tasks down for each one of those safe, support, stretch goals each week. But you want to check in with yourself on a weekly basis and be honest about what worked and what didn't, right? And then you want to do that on a monthly basis. I always start with a monthly preview. And then at the end of the month, I do a monthly review. It's just an opportunity to really check in with, was my calendar aligned with what I said I wanted? Do I go back and look through the calendar and see, you said you wanted to do these things, but you spent all of this time doing everything under the sun but that? We have to be honest about our participation in our procrastination. And a lot of times when we're saying, I wanted to get this goal, but my kids were doing this and, you know, the church needed me and my spouse wasn't on board. Really, there were a lot of hours in the day, in the week, in the month that you willingly and willfully wasted. And so it's important for us to have the vision at the beginning of the quarter and to make sure that we're aligning the tasks, that we're breaking them down, and then we're honest with ourselves about any breakdowns. Because the only way that we can make progress is to not romanticize our own poor behavior. When I say that we don't, you know, romanticize or ration out lies, that means to ourselves and to others. And the proof is going to be in what is in that planner and what you spent your time doing, right? Because either you're moving yourself closer to the vision you say you have, or you are the distraction. And we can't keep putting it off on other people, because as long as we put it off on other people, we take no personal responsibility and then nothing changes. We're not empowered to make the change. Hey, Purpose Chaser, are you actively pursuing your life's true purpose? Then you need our partner, Chime, who is dedicated to transforming your banking experience into financial peace of mind. Now, Chime's mission is centered around redefining people's relationship with banking, and it's founded on the core principle of safeguarding their members' financial well-being. Your life's purpose deserves your attention, and you deserve a convenient financial management tool. So when you sign up for Chime and link a qualifying direct deposit, you'll get access to benefits like getting paid up to 2 days early and fee-free overdraft up to $200. Plus with Chime, there are no monthly fees, there are no minimum balances, and no deposit required to become a member. So sign up for a Chime checking account today and link your paycheck, because it only takes 2 minutes and it does not affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/RW. That's chime.com/RW. And a big special thanks to Chime for supporting the show. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members of the FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. See chime.com/spotme. So this is what planning quarterly will do. If you waited until the end of the year, do you know how much ground you would lose? If you didn't have these check-ins, if you didn't have a strategy for how you were planning, this is why you have people that can accomplish so much in such a short period of time. And then you look and go, well, it took me all year to do this. Parkinson's law, you gave it all year. When you start to give it 90 days, it'll take 90 days or right around there to get it done. Okay. I have to say that even once you get really clear and you are moving forward with your planning with intention and obedience, that does not mean it's going to be easy. One of the biggest lessons I learned this year is that I operate from obedience, but not with an expectation of convenience. And so there will be obstacles, there will be challenges, but this is where you have an opportunity to stay committed to the greater vision you have for the year and not attached to how you get there. The beautiful thing about how you plan the quarter is you will be getting so much done. You will still feel the beauty of the progress. You will still feel the fulfillment of finally doing the things that you said you wanted to do. Now, let's say for the hypothetical 15 tasks for the quarter that I started with, I only got 12 done. Are you kidding me? There's still 12 things that I got done that someone else would have taken all year to do. I want you to learn to celebrate the small wins, celebrate the sloppy progress, celebrate the movement forward, right? One of my clients from Mastering Momentum, her name is Rochelle. She said this on stage during a panel at Redefining Wealth Live. She said, baby steps are still territory acquired. Baby steps are still territory acquired. Even making those 12 out of 15 steps, or if it's you, 3 out of the 10 steps that you set about, you taking steps in the right direction is still progress, it's still worthy, and it's still deserving of your celebration, especially if you are new to the idea of planning in this way and planning by the quarter. So I want to make sure that at the end of the quarter, when you review all 3 months and you look at everything that you've done, that you do have some type of reward in place. I don't know what that looks like for you, and I don't want it to be something you do anyway. If you don't normally get your nails done, then maybe getting your nails done is a reward. If you get your nails done every week, choose something different. But whatever it is for you, what is a reward that you can put in place? You're going to have the satisfaction of doing the thing. But I also want you to celebrate the fact that you took action. You took deliberate action. You took intentional action. And even when things were not going your way throughout the quarter, you were committed to the vision and not attached to how you got there. To me, it is so important that you be resilient in this process. And I would also say this is a really great time to really lean on your faith pillar, right? One of my favorite scriptures is in Proverbs. It's about leaning not on your own understanding in all thy ways, trust, right? And God will illuminate the path essentially. And so this is one of those things where tons of things are going to come up because greatness requires you to expect resistance. But when you are committed, not interested, but committed to seeing this through, and your faith pillar is sound and becoming more and more sound every day, and you can see it. When you close your eyes, you can see the end already. You can feel the joy of having accomplished it. You can hear the sounds of your friends and family cheering for you, excited for you, or whoever you are in community with, excited about it. You can see it, you can feel it, you can taste it, right? All those things, that is what you stay committed to. It's not going to be the noise of people who don't understand, because the vision that's been given to you has been given to you. Maybe others were not CC'd. That's not your business. Maybe the Holy Spirit didn't CC them on the memo. That is not your business. No matter what happens, because of how you were setting up your quarter to support the vision for the year, even if you have to take a small step forward or a couple small steps back, you are still doing the thing. And I want you to be prepared for the fact that something can come up. but also know that because you are designing your quarter and designing your year and designing your life in this way, you are still going to get further faster than the average person. All right. Progress beats perfection. So no matter what happens, you don't have to beat yourself up about anything that happens. You just have to be committed to continuing on. I have so many nuances and best practices and just things that I've learned from using this, right? It wasn't just writing the books early on. It was even me completing my MBA in 2022 while filming the show for PBS as a mom who was going through a divorce and running a seven-figure business and taking care of a mother in another state. I understand, right? Their life is so full of ups and downs and twists and turns and nuances. But again, I truly believe that the reason I've been able to navigate so many of these things is using the pillars to process, and then planning with more intention than the average person. When you come to the masterclass Results Not Resolutions, we're going to go much deeper because I want to also show you how when you set the vision, even with the quarterly plan, there are pieces that you need to have in place in each one of the pillars to support what you say you want. I don't want you to get overwhelmed by that, because I think when you think about it on your own, it feels like, oh, it's so daunting, it's so much. The pillars are just the way we live life. You're already living life. Why not live it more intentionally? So I'm going to show you in the masterclass how to get the results you say you desire so that you don't have to be one of these people who keep setting resolutions. And we set them on January 1st. By January 31st, we've forgotten about half of it. By May, definitely nothing is going on. And I think I'm being generous by saying May. I don't want you to look up on December 31st, 2024 and talk about what you wanted to do and what you coulda, shoulda, woulda, when you can have a plan in place to do it. And even if you don't hit the thing fully, do you recognize that you could get 50% of the way there, 60, 70, 80% of the way there? How much further along will you be if you just have the support and the planning? I want to break it down for you and show you what's in the planner and how to make sure that you're just setting up your life to support you on a daily basis. So make sure you join me. It's at patricewashington.com/results. That's patricewashington.com/results. You'll also find a link in the show notes. Make sure you join me December 12th for Results Not Resolutions, so I can support you in planning for your next quarter, but really planning for 2024 as a whole. I know it's going to bless you, and I can't wait to see you there. Make sure you rate and review this podcast episode. Tell me what nugget or takeaway you are taking away to help you plan for what is next for you. And of course, you can follow me on Instagram at SeekWisdomPCW. Until next time, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever feeling like you have to chase money. Talk to you later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.